This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Due to overwhelming demand, Elton John's added a second San Francisco date to his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. And we've got tickets for caller number 9, 800-400-3697. Be caller 9 and you'll win a pair of tickets to see Elton John September 15th at the Chase Center. The tickets go on sale this Friday, June 28th at Ticketmaster.com. God, by Friday, this whole Sonoma thing will be in the rearview mirror. God,
right.
Like you look forward to something for so long and then boom, it's over
it
like that.
It's gone.
I know.
But
tomorrow.
Next up, 4th of July.
I know. Oh, my God. Oh, summer. Summer always goes so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's like someone I know wishes it away or something. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
That's right. Get out of here, summer.
I'm excited for... tomorrow is the date of the Secret Show. Today at 8 a.m., we do have one final chance for you to get some tickets for the Secret Show and the pool party. So be listening. 8 o'clock this morning. Give you the details. I know, me too. Oh, my God. It's tomorrow. I just know there's someone out there right now who's been trying and trying to win the tickets or win the grand prize or just any way to get into the Secret Show and pool party, and their dreams are going to come true today. 13 pairs coming up at 8 o'clock. I want you. All right, we're going to start the trash with Jussie Smollett.
How's he doing?
Did I say Jussie or Jussie? It's Jussie.
I thought he said Jussie.
Jussie's, he's kind of a social pariah now, you know? I mean, this is the guy that lied about having been attacked in a, you know, like a racial attack. The whole MAGA country thing and the red hats and the noose around his neck, etc. So, basically, Chicago police just released a boatload of videos and evidence. I don't know why they did this, but they did. This was back in January.
Well, does it show him in a bad light? Because I imagine they're releasing this so that people will realize that's the problem here is that people are saying, well, the police framed him or didn't help him the way they should have.
Well, they were there for
him
that night.
Faking it.
They're basically saying that they, I think the prosecutor, Fox, I can't think of her first name. She basically dropped the charges against Jussie because she agreed that the Chicago, that police commissioner stepped out and basically said, this dude is guilty. This is what he did. Which even to me, well, I thought to myself, well, he probably is guilty. I mean, based on what we're hearing, that seems like, you know, quite a thing to be yelling at everyone.
Well, he went on a rant, and I can see why he would be upset. There's enough tensions out there in the world.
And he absolutely made that point.
Right. And we don't need someone doing something like that.
But horribly mishandled.
Right.
So Jussie still had a noose around his neck more than 40 minutes after the alleged attack. This is something that we already know because TMZ reported, every place was reporting it.
Kim Fox,
thank you. And so now that's one of the videos that's released. And this is a fairly short video. And I think this is the only one with him in it, right? They also released some very short ones of the brothers arriving near to where the incident allegedly went down. It shows them without bags of things. I don't believe they're seen carrying any bleach or a rope. Maybe they just had them tucked in their pockets. I don't know. So basically, they're at this apartment. I think this is a friend's apartment, correct?
I'm not sure.
And the other person's face is blurred out. So the cops are wearing body cams, and they're basically saying, would you like to take that rope off your neck? And he said, yes, I would. I just wanted you to see it. So now...
I don't want to be filmed, is what he said.
They're asking them to turn off their body cams. And I believe the police actually confirmed that with Jussie before they do turn off the video cameras. So I think that's the only video with Jussie in it. Is that correct?
That's all I saw so far.
Okay, because there are other short videos showing the brothers en route to whatever the location was where this alleged attack went by. So this doesn't further anything. This is just something you're going to be seeing everywhere today. I heard all about it on the news this morning and just driving in. And it's horrifying to think that someone would do. It's absolutely heinous. I believe that he did fake it. That's my personal belief. Is that me prejudging? I don't know.
But it's your opinion.
It is my opinion. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, but it's not the first publicity stunt someone in show business has ever pulled.
No, it's maybe among the worst.
Yes.
Boy,
I don't disagree with that.
He just
but...
looks absolutely awful mm-hmm. in this. Did we wind up hearing... what's going to happen with the final season of Empire? I know that they picked up his option, but I don't know that there
yeah,
were plans to use him.
There was a story out last week. Lee Daniels disgusted.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy behind Empire.
But I don't, lots of the cast members were behind Jesse, but.
Right. Well, everyone's going to take a step away.
Sort of fluid,
you don't
want
to get any of that on you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something fun.
Okay.
There is a website called Cameo. And you can get brief, personalized video messages from celebrities there. And they're all different prices. So let's say your daughter was really into Michael Franti and you didn't know him.
Right.
Let's just say.
Right.
Franti.
Okay.
So for her birthday, say, you would go to the site and see if he was one of the available celebrities. And if he was, you pay X amount of dollars, between $7 and $2,500. to get Michael Franti or, you know, whatever. So I'm not saying Michael's on the site. I don't even think he is. But you pay the money and you give them the information and what you'd like them to say. They basically want you to write them a script and they will do it for you.
Okay.
So what do you think it costs to have Snoop Dogg do it?
To have Snoop Dogg wish my kid happy birthday.
Or what have you.
Okay. $500.
$500 is exactly right.
Oh, wow.
It's right in the $500
range. Good job.
I
cannot believe someone would pay that. And that's no disrespect to Snoop Dogg. It just seems like no.
Do you have all the prices right there on the thing?
Not all of them. I only have a few. Troy Aikman. Well, the popular people don't have prices.
Oh.
The people who are
you gotta get
kind
a quote.
Of like maybe, I would, I don't know. C-D-list celebrity.
Yeah. The cheapest guy on there. Oh, they do have the prices?
They do have prices. So
like who? Like
they
who?
Go, I don't know these people. Pete Whitaker, $5.
Pete Whitaker's $5? Who's he?
I don't know.
Somebody likes him, I'm sure.
Sam, I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Alex Kirk is $20. Oh, he's looks like a sports guy. I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't know him.
Oh, Alex Katz. This guy looks like a pitcher. He's throwing the ball.
Okay.
All right.
And he's how much?
$25.
Oh, $25.
A professional climber? Pete Whitaker's what's popping up.
Okay. Well, you know, here's the thing. If your person is into professional climb, maybe Pete Whitaker's the guy's hero.
Yeah.
All there right. you go. You get a little video from him. The funniest part about this Cameo website is they actually have videos of people reacting to the video that they got. And these people are losing their minds. Like, there's this actress who's sending, words of encouragement to somebody's sister. An actress you've never heard of, but this girl loves her. And she's, like, on the floor crying. It's unreal. It's so fun.
It's full on crying.
And who's
the lady? Who's the...
I don't recognize her. Hold on.
Yeah, she's
that's great.
Losing her mind.
You know, you can't... Whatever makes people happy. Surprised by it, though.
The most expensive celebrity on the list is Caitlyn Jenner. I don't know if she gets a lot of business. Guess how much it'll cost you to get a video from Caitlyn Jenner?
$1,000.
$2,500.
Wow. The answer's no.
Well, right. But maybe it's worth it to someone out there. I don't know who, but for $2,500, Caitlyn will record a little video for you.
Okay.
In the $500 range, Brett Favre, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Billy Zane, Wesley Snipes, Snoop Dogg, Gary Busey, and Charlie Sheen will do it for $350.
You know what's weird is I seem to remember there were businesses popping up, specifically in the sports world, that were creating opportunities for you to meet a celebrity or meet a star, and they ended up being kind of a scam.
Oh.
Like, it turned out they couldn't fulfill all of these.
They couldn't produce the celebrity.
Right.
At
so
the
they
given time.
They used names to bring people into the mix, but these people hadn't agreed to go do these appearances.
So Fire did, right? Fire Festival.
It's similar to that, yeah.
Or those people who just, you know, are selling tickets to something that ain't planned and ain't happening.
So in this case, at least it's clear.
Oh, yeah.
All they have to do is just make a video.
Yep.
It's not a personal appearance where they're like, what?
Right. I mean, if you got 10 requests a day and you're, you know, if you're Charlie Sheen, sit at your house.
Knock them out.
Make $3,000 or $4,000 a day. I guess that's a drop in the bucket for him. I don't know. I don't know why he would agree to do it. In the $100 to $150 range, you can get Gilbert Gottfried. That's what he's up to these days.
Aww.
Ghostbuster Ernie Hudson. He'll do one for you. Neo, Tommy Chong, Joey Fatone. There are some celebrities under $100, but that's where the quality dips down. They say here, it looks like you found a $5 guy, but they're saying there's a soccer player named Lee Tuck, and he'll do it for $7.
$7?
Yeah, $7.
Well, even that's easy money.
Sure,
I mean, that'll pile up.
You got to do a lot of them, though. It's a lot of work. The Bond movie, but I don't think it's titled yet. They're calling it Bond 25.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that is the title. I don't think so.
It
sounds like a working title. They always have some sexy title.
They'll definitely
the spy
title
who loved
it.
Me. Things have not gone smoothly on the set. And the latest,
they never do.
No. That's funny, too, because I actually have a list of injuries that Daniel Craig alone has gotten and over the course of his. I think they say on one of his first days of filming, the first Bond movie he ever did, he got two front teeth knocked out.
Oh.
Like, he sliced off the top of one of his fingers on one of his things. I mean, he's had all kinds of things. And the thing with this Bond 25 was that I think it was one of the first days of shooting. I guess the beginning of the movie, he's like relaxing in Jamaica. He's done whatever his last mission was.
Wonderful.
And he's just, and I guess he's running on the beach and he has a really awkward fall. And we had heard about this. I think I reported it 6 months ago or something about they wound up having to delay the filming because he racked up his ankle and he was
He was even seen like in airports in crutches or
right.
with a boot.
Yes. Yeah. So he hasn't had a great time on this particular shoot. And now they're saying there's a 49-year-old dude named Pete Hartley who was arrested for placing a hidden camera in a lady's restroom on the set. So that had been going on as well.
He works in the biz?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
They're saying, let's see, this was at Pinewood Studios in the UK. They're not getting comments on anything. The incident was initially reported by the studio, which told the paper, "We take this." They told the.
Of course they do. They take it serious, right?
We take this issue very seriously.
Yeah.
We reported the incident to the police. We're supporting them with their investigation.
Dude, you just torched your career.
Yeah, no doubt.
Sicko.
There was also, let's see, there was also a minor injury. This is still slated to be released April 2020. I guess they've gotten all the primary shooting done. Crew members sustained a minor injury after an explosion on the set. During the filming of a controlled explosion on the set of Bond 25 at Pinewood Studios, damage was caused to the exterior of the 007 stage. No injuries on set, but one crew member outside the stage has sustained a minor injury.
Hooman, I believe, knows more about this. Way more than I would, but I think that the Bond movies, aside from these other issues, the family, is it Ian Fleming who created the character? The family's still involved and gets to yay or nay any of the storylines that are used.
Oh, wonderful. That's got to be
so they're always
fun.
Involved. I think they just lost the director who was originally slated to do this film.
Yes.
Was
Danny Boyle.
And he quit because he was like, I have a story and it's great.
Yeah, they're saying this is the latest setback for Bond 25. Danny Boyle left over creative differences with producers Barbara Broccoli and Michael Wilson. resulting in a delay to the start of production, subsequent delay to the planned release, originally slated for this October. And then there was his, he was immediately injured. Oh, no, this is, they're saying one of the final scenes in Jamaica. He's sprinting during filming, slipped and fell quite awkwardly.
Oh,
this was Daniel Craig. He was in a lot of pain, complaining about his ankle. So here's his past injuries. Two teeth knocked out during his first stunt scene ever for his Bond debut in Casino Royale. He sliced off the tip of a finger and tore his shoulder on Quantum of Solace. Injured his knee during a fight scene for his most recent outing in Spectre.
So, Spectre was good.
Yeah. I think after Spectre, he was saying, I will never, I would be dragged through the mud screaming before I did another one of these. And then they came up with enough money to make it happen. Pokemon Go is in no danger of being overtaken as the biggest first day download, but Harry Potter Wizards Unite, they're saying it's very successful, but it's no Pokemon Go.
So it's a game?
It is. It's a it's an augmented reality game. It's the same, basically it sounds like it's sort of the same premise as Pokemon Go, which was an overlay. You basically walked around on a map and on the street that you were on, and you had to actually walk.
And they successfully took over.
For a little while, they sure did.
I mean, you were doing it.
Hell yeah, I was.
you and Bryn were both doing it.
Harry Potter Wizards Unite is also by Niantic, which did the Pokemon one. It hit number one on the Apple Store, on the Apple App Store, in its first day of release in the U.S. and the U.K. last Friday. About 400,000 downloads and about $300,000 in its first 24 hours. It's free to download, but then there's in-app purchases,
right.
I'm sure. So they say it's impressive, but Pokemon Go was installed nearly 19 times more on about 7.5 million phones after being released in the U.S. On July 6th, 2016, and it made $2 million in its first day.
Didn't we try to walk to Niantic?
We did walk to Niantic.
Because we figured there'd be more Pokemon over
and
there.
And there weren't. We were super. I bet you now, in retrospect, I'm like, of course there aren't a bunch of things there because they don't want people hanging around there.
Right.
Trying to catch, you know.
Hey, everyone, follow.
A Dragonite.
I mean, that would be funny that, yeah, they've got all the people thinking that's some kind of Shangri-La.
Pokemon Go grossed $206 million and about 173 million downloads in its first month. The record for a single month is Fortnite Battle Royale.
You guys made a pilgrimage to the building.
Was that only 2 miles away? And you get your walking time in.
It was good for my walking.
Yeah.
As much as I hated that.
I know. You hate walking, but you were walking
all the
time.
I felt great about it afterwards. I was like, I walked 2 miles today.
Dude, I mean, I had 10-mile days, like, all the time.
10-mile days.
Just like, go play Pokemon Go. So Fortnite Battle Royale holds the record, I believe. This is a single-month record. It grossed $318 million in May of 2018. So congratulations, all you people making money off of your video games you've invented. And congratulations to Adam Lambert. He has a new boyfriend, and he met him online. But it's going well.
Online, Grindr, or what do they say?
On Instagram.
Oh, good for them.
Just started talking on Instagram. He was on the RuPaul show yesterday, which I think is doing its 3-week mini run. Like, they're talking about doing...
No, it's on KTVU right after the news.
Okay. They're talking about giving RuPaul, you know, there's a zillion people jumping in this fall. I think Kelly Clarkson show this fall. And I can't, there were a couple of other ones of note, but RuPaul is also aiming toward that, wants to get a daily talk show. And so they're doing like a 3-week trial run. I'm not
sure.
For
Kelly as well?
What's that? Oh, no, no. Kelly's,
no, Kelly's
got a show.
Got hers.
But RuPaul's doing like a.
No, NBC gave Steve Harvey spot away to
See
Kelly.
Steve. Bye. Hello, Kelly. You're adorable.
Anyway, it's not even weird that he met someone online anymore. That's perfectly normal.
He says, we met on Instagram. I think after this much time, I'm a pretty good judge of character. I mean, every once in a while I screw up, but I'm cautious. We were texting for a while, then we went on a proper date, and it was lovely. It was just a good vibe right from the jump, and it felt instant.
Mm.
So congratulations, Adam Lambert. He may have found love, you guys.
I hope he did.
Fantastic. Me too. He's a
nice
guy.
If that's what he wants.
Sounds like he does. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Well, I've got a Bridezilla, or whatever you want to call this lady.
Bridezilla.
Also,
I like that.
Miss Hooters.
Oh.
And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3. Oh my God, I broke my leg too. Allison 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Allison's morning show. It's a bright, sunshiny day. Coming up at 8 o'clock is your last chance to win your way into the Sarah and Vinny 5th Annual Secret Show and Pool Party, which is going down tomorrow at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. I got an email from Stephanie with a Y who got tickets for her friend Stephanie with an IE.
Right.
And she's freaking out. She's so excited because today is Stephanie with an IE's birthday.
Perfect.
And she wanted to... Yeah, I know. Me too. I actually sat and read. It's only two lines, and it took me so long to figure out what was happening in this email. So Stephanie's birthday is today. She doesn't say how old she is, but apparently we're going to meet both the Stephanies tomorrow at the pool party the secret show. So happy birthday to Stephanie. 8 o'clock is your last chance to win your way in, if you're over 21, to our pool party and secret show tomorrow at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app. You get the app, and then you listen to this show, and sure, it's not perfect, but it's as close to perfect.
And don't worry, they'll get there after $1 billion invested in it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Radio.com.
Check it out.
Get the app, listen to this show.
And all our podcasts.
And then, you know, everybody else on Alice.
Right.
Through Radio.com. Jane.
Lexi. And the rest. Oh.
On Alice Island.
Krems. Is Krems still here?
Yeah, Krems and Liz.
Yeah, still here.
St. John.
Yes, that's
St. James.
I love
John,
that Krems.
Liz, St. John, yeah.
Anyway, here's what's happening. So it is wedding season, and you've probably heard more than enough about weddings.
I could never hear weddings. I feel like someone on the show has, but I can hear more.
And more.
And more and more. I can't wait for your wedding.
This isn't about my wedding. This is about somebody else's wedding. This is surprising, actually, because I thought when you put together your wedding party, you're choosing people, the closest people to you.
Yeah.
You know,
generally it's like
your best friends,
sisters,
the people you've grown up with,
or your brothers,
right? Yeah. Anyway,
close friends. My sister was my maid of honor.
I mean, in some cases, these people are going to speak at the wedding and do a speech.
Yeah.
You want them to be the people that you love and
know you best,
right? Someone just posted a story on a wedding shaming Facebook group, about a bride who got busted for trying to rip off her bridesmaids.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Apparently, she and the maid of honor cooked up a scam where they'd tell the bridesmaid their dresses were $400, but they were only $200.
Oh.
And then they'd use the extra money to help pay for the bride's wedding dress.
Oh. How big was the bridal party? Like 14 people?
Doesn't say.
God.
How much profit they were hoping to get. But the scam fell apart when one of the bridesmaids went to the dress shop to try it on, and one of the salespeople said, "This isn't $400, it's $200. And that's when the woman confronted the maid of honor, who revealed the scam, and four of the bridesmaids immediately quit the wedding.
Yeah. I would quit that wedding too.
Totally.
I can't believe they all didn't quit the wedding. Be like, so we're not friends.
Yeah.
You stole $200 from me. Big shame.
And you're a scumbag.
Yeah. Super scummy.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Boy, that lady's serious with the shame.
It's It's a shame, and it's sad, and it's this.
It's just disgusting. It's like
the ball of confusion that comes about in a wedding, planning, and even the people who are like, I only want this, find themselves going, I got this. Well, but you came in and wanted this, and you got, because there's a machine in place that tells you, but do you have?
Don't you want? And you know you're what you're going to need.
You got to have.
Right. Nobody with.
How's it go?
No, it doesn't go like that. You can't get fooled again.
Yeah, I miss him.
Super miss him too. I have like a soft spot for him now.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. How did this happen? I could not stand him. Now I'm like, oh, George W. Come on back, man. At least you seem to know how things work.
Did you know there's such a thing as Miss Hooters girl pageants?
You know, I didn't know that, Vinny, but now that you've told me, of course there is.
Where Hooters,
they had the calendar.
Waitresses from all over the world compete.
Aren't they busy waiting, bringing me my wings?
21-year-old Madison Rogers from Nashville, Tennessee is a Hooters waitress.
Yeah.
In April, she finished in fifth place in the Miss Hooters Girl Tennessee pageant, where the winner would go on to the 23rd Miss Hooters International pageant.
Oh,
so the idea is you got to win this
you
thing
win your
and you
state,
go, right.
You win, right, whatever your region is, and then you go on. All
Madison
right.
makes the news this morning, not because she was
She's fifth the
fifth place.
Hottest chick that right. works at Hooters in Tennessee.
Back on May 31st, Madison's boyfriend broke up with her after 2 years.
Oh.
Hurts.
Sure. No one wants to get broken up with.
She responded by breaking into his house later that day and destroying the place.
Oh.
When he got home, she started attacking him.
Oh. Uh-oh.
He called 911 and she was arrested a week later and charged with vandalism and felony aggravated burglary.
A week later she was arrested. What did she go on the run?
I don't
Hooter girl on the run?
Takes a minute to find people these
sure,
days.
I
mean, is it high on the list?
It's as a wild for Hooters girl, you'd think the cops would be all over that.
As for Miss Hooters International, it went down this past weekend, and the winner was Hooters girl from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh,
the first runner-up was the Hooters girl from Tennessee who beat out our Madison.
Oh.
Madison Rogers busted, but the number one winner went on to runner-up.
I want to see the picture of the hottest Hooters girl in all the land.
Can you get the Hooters girl from Fort Lauderdale, Florida that won Miss International, please?
Yeah, I want to see her.
I don't have the picture.
We got to take a look at that, Van. I mean, Hooters girls are hot anyway. With those nylons that they're wearing.
Pantyhose with shorts?
Yeah.
No.
Brianna? I think her name is Brianna.
Oh, Brianna. Of course it is. Let's have a look
Brianna's
at her.
Brianna's always a hot.
Let me enlarge this video real quick.
Oh, she's cute. Oh, she's not wearing a Hooters outfit. Why did what? I thought she'd have
a
Hooters.
Miss Hooters International. It's a beauty contest.
I know.
Though.
So, I mean, I want her to be in her outfit.
I think they have a bikini.
What a smile. You know what? She looks like she looks like Whitney Houston, kind of.
Yeah, I don't know why big, I pictured beautiful. A blonde lady.
Me too. Because I was picturing...
Madison's a blonde lady, though.
Oh,
so
Madison's the fifth
our
hottest.
Criminal, she's blonde.
Yeah, well, she's barely holding on to that useful good looks.
Oh, really?
She's like a meth head.
No.
Yes, she does.
She had a bad day.
She looks better
Someone
in this
broke up with
here.
Her.
You see this picture?
Let's have a
that's
look.
That's when
here.
She's
Oh, that's Madison
Is that
in fifth
Maddie?
Place.
Not her mugshot.
Yeah, she looks good.
Let me see. Oh, she does look really good. And who won really out good. Of those five?
I don't know. This is where she got fifth place, though.
I bet you it's the one on the far right. Never mind.
Believe
okay,
it or
no
not,
can see this.
And I don't want to believe it.
I believe it.
IKEA stores are one of the most popular places to eat on the planet.
Yeah, because it's great food and it's super cheap.
They are the sixth biggest food chain in the world.
That is incredible.
IKEA.
It's so good, Vinny. Those freaking meatballs. You get meatballs, mashed potatoes, lingonberry sauce, some nice veggies.
It looks
veggies,
like they're
going
to start bringing their food to you.
Oh, my God.
As they're testing a food delivery service in Paris.
If
it goes well, it'll go around Europe and then around the world.
That's great. I'll buy the lingonberry in bulk. No one even knows what lingonberries are. Clearly,
what are they?
They're berries of some kind that only grow in Sweden. I don't know. God, it's so good. Those Swedish meatballs. Delicious.
What's weird is I was at a regular restaurant, not a furniture store.
Uh-huh.
And I ordered that just because you...
Swedish meatballs?
Yeah, because you sing the praises of it.
And what did you think? What kind of restaurant did you...
I don't know. It was like some kind of Swedish place in Las Gatas.
Oh. Los Gatos.
And it was good. It's like mashed potatoes, kind of. And
it has a special gravy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was good.
Good.
And I thought...
I bet it wasn't as good as IKEA.
I bet you it was better.
I bet it wasn't as good. I bet it cost 10 times as much.
Oh, I'm sure it cost more.
Yeah. Feed the whole family there for like $12. It's great. Everyone's full afterward. You're like, oh, that was amazing. You get a piece of salmon there. I mean, it's crazy.
You get salmon there,
anything
too?
Anything you want. They got all kinds of crap. Chicken. Coffee. Salmon. Coffee. Cookies. Swedish fish. They've got it all. Good.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny. You know that. Come on.
Cate Blanchett is the only woman who's been nominated for an Oscar for playing the same character in two different movies.
Oh. She was nominated both times?
She got nominations as Queen Elizabeth in Elizabeth in 98 and Elizabeth the Golden Age in 07.
Oh my God, how funny.
Cate Blanchett
is
the best
neat.
At playing the queen.
I didn't see the second one, but... But Elizabeth, from just that movie, I loved that movie. Good movie.
Really?
Yeah. Right. I love that crap, though. She's excellent in that.
A woman named Tiffany Adams was on an Air Canada flight back to her home in Toronto earlier this month after she'd been visiting a friend in Quebec.
Oh.
It was a short flight. She had the entire row to herself, so she, you know, stretched out, fell asleep.
Yeah. That happens.
Well, when she woke up a few hours later, the plane was pitch black, cold, and parked. Somehow the crew had forgotten her on the plane.
They didn't clean the plane right afterward?
Right.
Yeah, they were done flying it for the day.
Wow.
Boy, she was in a deep sleep.
Her phone was dead, so she couldn't call for help.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
She wound up finding a flashlight in the cockpit, prying the plane's door open, and using a flashlight to signal for help. Since it was a 50-foot drop to the ground.
Right. Oh, my God, how scary.
Luckily for her, a crew member was driving around and saw her. And once he asked her how the hell they forgot her, he helped her get down with a ladder and they took her back to the airport.
Dang.
Oh, she says she's had insomnia ever since, and Air Canada has called her repeatedly to talk to her about what had happened.
Oh, boy.
Air Canada has confirmed that all of this did happen. They're still investigating.
Is someone supposed to walk through the plane?
So this is one of the trips. Is I do understand plane travel. Sometimes people even plan to sleep on a plane.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll take medication to sleep on a plane.
But does that suddenly make the people who operate and I don't know.
It's their responsibility to make sure everyone got off the plane.
It is.
Someone should walk through the plane to make sure no one had a heart attack and died on the flight.
You shouldn't have to be personally responsible for yourself at all.
Something could have happened to you. You could be locked in a bathroom. You could have passed out in a bathroom.
A baby, a child.
Someone got left. Freaking lootly.
So
they should check a plane before they park it for the
night. But you're telling me, so someone who's been the flight attendants are supposed to...
Yes,
ma'am.
Take one final walk
can
through.
Can you wake up?
Oh, they do that anyway. I can't see your seatbelt. I know you're in a deep sleep, but I can't see your seatbelt.
Yes.
Your seatbelt.
I'm sorry you had too many gins, but I'm going to have to wake you up and help you off the plane.
Yes, that is their responsibility.
It is?
Yes.
I don't think so.
It is their responsibility.
I say Tiffany Adams.
No, it's not Tiffany's fault.
It's your own fault.
Nope. How funny, though. She must have. I wonder if she took something to get to sleep.
That's why I'm bringing up the drinking and the taking of everybody with
someone should do a final walkthrough before they close.
I need a couple Percocet before a flight or I'm going to freak out.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Sorry.
Yeah.
You're in a coma, and we're too busy.
No, they're not too busy. They were too busy
you
getting
back
off
the half
the plane.
Dead because you and your perks.
Ridiculous.
Chica, chica, chica,
gotta check, make sure nobody left any luggage behind. Make sure there's no dead people in the bathroom.
Yep. Daddy's little helper.
No. Nope.
So the flight goes better. Look at me.
No.
Look at life through quite a different
England.
Lens than the rest of us.
Yeah, man, screw you.
See in England, maybe, if I don't sleep and stay on the plane, no one checked on, and just proceed on to Paris.
How about being responsible for yourself?
How about check the plane before
you
park it
for the night?
You're
lucky we didn't write bad words on your forehead before we exited the plane.
God.
How about that? Pull your underwear right up your butt. How about that?
It's ridiculous.
There's a wedgie.
Vinny, we're talking about adults.
And we drew a dong on your forehead. Have a good one.
You've got to check the plane.
Bye, Tiffany.
The plane must be checked.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
I mean, all those things would be fun, though.
Drawing a dong on Tiffany's forehead and giving her a good wedgie. Yeah.
But they should still go find her before they do that. Just fine. Make sure all the people are off.
650 says, time for some slappy stuff spacesuits.
Oh, red silver outfits, as Vinny mentioned.
Can you get the silver? What do they
call
that?
You can, sure.
All right.
Get silver material.
About it.
Yeah. I'm busy making other things.
Yoga bags?
Oh, those are my sisters.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're cute.
They are cute.
Yeah.
Well, tell her to make a spacesuit one.
Okay.
Get with the program. The DMV is closing in July for customer service training. Yeah, I misread it.
Yeah.
Thankfully, my producer saved that segment. And this is me once again correcting. Yeah. The DMV is closing on July 24th.
Just for
not
half
yesterday.
A day. Not like closing
but
for the
real
summer.
This real ID thing is a thing, and here it is. I got my real ID in October, just received a letter, sent it back. Allegedly, I should be okay now.
Yeah.
That's it. They didn't have enough confirming ID. So they're sending out letters, and I guess your signing and turning it back in is enough proof that you live where
it
you live.
It went to the address that they
and
said,
and that you
right.
say who you say you are.
Right.
You guys do realize all you do is sit around and tell ridiculous and embarrassing stories about yourselves all day, right?
Yep. What's that got to do with anything?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you that's about Christina having to come up with a story.
Right.
I was like, God, that sounds awful. Yeah. I actually thought that. I was like, oh, actually, that sounds like the exact job that I do all day long. But this is just in conversation. I'm not making a presentation.
Right. And.
But you're right.
Listen. They have to actually do other work when they're done with their.
Right. And then they have meetings.
Their get to know you.
God, meetings.
Oh, you should hear what tech people talk about, too. You just go, ooh.
Does she understand it all?
She runs that
right.
stuff.
That doesn't sound fun.
It's neat to listen to her do it.
Well, that sounded very technical.
Michael Jackson looked like the skeletons in Coco by the end.
Oh, he didn't even look that good.
That's a good description, though. That is exactly right.
Oh, he was just heinous. Like, he had just... ruined himself.
Mm-hmm.
He was such a cute young boy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm. I love
that
this
nose.
Movie so much, you
so
guys.
Messed up.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with One Hit Wonders.
Okay.
And then we'll keep going from there.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.